you for the strength you've given us to return to this place after less than 12 hours. Lord, we glorify you because of your mercy that has enabled us to see yet another year. Lord, we want to begin this year with your hand upon our lives, with your touch upon our lives, with your anointing upon our lives. We ask you, Lord God, that you will honor that which we do here this afternoon with your presence, with your power, and with your grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody said amen. This is one of those years that the first day happens to be a Sunday. And it is so appropriate to have the kind of service that we're having this morning. An anointing service where we anoint you with oil for the new year. In many quarters, anointing with oil is taken very lightly. But we don't do that here. We take anointing with oil as part of the Old Testament and also as part of the New Testament. And this morning I've asked you to bring with you a bottle of oil, even though I know many of you still have unused bottles at home. But those of us who have been exposed to the occult know how important it is, if you want protection from the devil, to be anointed. When you get anointed the demonic way, spirits are set loose into your life to watch over you, to keep you, to protect you, and ultimately to damn your soul in hell. But we prided ourselves in that. And we enjoy doing it. And we reap the benefits of it, both negatively and positively also. But everything the devil does is a counterfeit of what God does. When you read through the scriptures, you will see that God specializes in anointing people for protection and for other things. The first time we ever read about anointing in the Bible was the story of Cain in Genesis chapter 4 in verse 15. After Cain had done the evil that he did, you would have thought Cain would be the least person for God to put a mark of protection on. But God, being merciful, showed him favor. Because after Cain saw the gravity of what he did, he cried to God. He said, God, with this that I have done, anyone who sees me will kill me. And God said, you know what? I'm going to show you mercy. I cannot be with you everywhere you go. I cannot send angels to be with you everywhere you go, but I'll put a mark upon you. As bad as Cain was, in Genesis 4:15, the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. But God said, why should I even let anyone kill him? So in the very next breath, God did something that we're about to do this morning. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. That's exactly what I've told you to come here as we begin 2012. With the oil of anointing, we are going to set a mark upon you. Anyone who sees you, not only will they favor you like we said 2 weeks ago,
If they have evil intention, the evil intention will disappear from their hearts. I can tell you something now. After the anointing of this morning, you will never die from the hand of any man. If we hear that you died, it's because God says it's time to come home. No one will be able to brag. No one will be able to say about you or about your children that we killed them. Because the one that has the anointing of oil upon his forehead or her forehead, nobody will be able to kill him. Say, I believe that. Say, I receive that. Now, the kings in Africa, if you know anything about chiefs and kings in Africa, when they're about to install them as kings, what they do is make all the powers in the town to come and submit their powers to him. The witches, the wizards, the water spirits, they will all come and surrender their power to the king. And that is why you don't see African kings just die anyhow. Why? Because those that could destroy them have surrendered their power to them. This morning, every power on the four corners of the earth shall surrender their powers before you. And one of my friends had an uncle who was a king. I know him very well. My friend called me and said, you know, they almost killed my uncle yesterday. He said, but the anointing that they gave him when they installed him will not let it happen. What happened was a man decided to go and assassinate him. They knew the bedroom where he slept, and he climbed the roof of the house, opened the roof of the house, and jumped into the bedroom where he slept. But before he jumped in, the spirit that was given to this man the day he was anointed woke him up and said, don't sleep in this bedroom tonight. Go and sleep in the other bedroom. And he said, but I've never slept in that bedroom before. He said, just stand up. Go and sleep in that bedroom. It wasn't the spirit of God. It was the spirit of devils. And he went. After he went, was this man able to come in, came into the room, and the king was missing. They will look for you, but they will not find you. This anointing will speak to your ears in the morning. It will speak to your ears in the afternoon. It will speak to your ears in the evening. If you're about to take a step into danger, it will pull back your leg in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive that. Of course, they grabbed the man that came to kill him and did jungle justice to him. If you don't understand what jungle justice is, go on the internet and Google it. You will not hear it from me. So God set a mark over Cain, and he said, anyone that finds him, because of the mark upon him, they said, no, this one is not killable. Turn to somebody and tell them, I am not killable. In the mighty name of Jesus. We used to say in the village that my blood is too bitter for a witch to taste. God will make everything about you too bitter for the enemy to taste in the name of Jesus. Don't worry about those who prophesy to you that you will soon die. What they actually mean is that you will live a long life in the name of Jesus. Don't worry about those who told you that your life is short. They are just telling you that your life is long in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says the number of your days I will fulfill. And God will give you not only the number of your days, but he will give you an extension of life in the name of Jesus. Shall fire. Hey, I don't want to preach this morning. But that was how God set a mark upon him, and nobody was able to touch him. But not only will God set this mark upon you for nobody to touch you, God will set this mark upon you so it will become a magnet. It will magnetize blessing into your life. It will magnetize prosperity into your life. It will magnetize good people into your life. It will magnetize success into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Another time when God did this was in the book of Exodus. When they were about to leave Egypt and God wanted to bring the final judgment upon the wicked, he told them to kill a lamb. You remember the story. And he said they should put the blood of the lamb over their lintels, the doorpost of their homes. And he said because an angel will be passing through. Is the angel of destruction. I don't need to tell you that evil angels are passing through all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. If God were to open your eyes to see the forces that are passing all around you, you will be surprised. But God said, put the mark of the blood upon the lintel. He said, and let everybody be in the house. He said, when the angel comes to destroy the firstborn in the homes of the Egyptians, they will come to every house. That's the amazing thing. Every house will be visited. But the only way that your house will be left alone is the sign of the anointing of the blood upon your doorpost. And he said, when I see the blood, what did he say? You know, it's amazing. God said something. God didn't say, God was talking about an angel of destruction coming. But when he got to this point, he didn't say, when the angel sees the blood, he will pass over you. But rather, he said what? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Let me tell you something that will make you very, very happy this afternoon. You are under surveillance. You didn't hear what I said. I said you are under surveillance. You are under surveillance of the one that never slumbers. You are under surveillance of the one that never sleeps. He watches over you, whether you are sleeping or whether you are awake, whether you are 33,000 miles in the air or whether you are going on a cruise on the sea. God surveils. People tell you the enemy is watching me. I don't care about the devil who is watching me. I've got God of heaven. I've got the angels of heaven that are watching me. So I'm safe. I am protected. And everything shall be all right with me in the name of Jesus. Shall fire. And the blood shall be unto you a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over. I will pass over. I will pass over. Listen to me. This year, danger will pass over. This year, death will pass over. This year, destruction will pass over. In the mighty name of Jesus. And he said, the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. There will be no plague upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. No plague shall come upon you. I can prophesy to you this morning, you will not face destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus. What is smiting other people will not smite you. Everybody say, I receive that. In the mighty name of Jesus. So this oil that we're giving you, you can see there was an anointing put upon a human being in the name of Cain. And you can see there was another touch put upon a house. So this oil works for everything. You can anoint your car. You can anoint your house. You can anoint your iPad, an iPhone. You can anoint just about anything. Because this thing works on animate and inanimate objects. Whatever you want God's touch to be on, just anoint them. Just anoint them. I had a girl in my church called Jackie in the South. Jackie had a husband that was always running after women. I mean, anything that wore a skirt, Jackie's husband will run after. I mean, if you put a skirt on this projector, it will run after. And Jackie came to say, Pastor, I'm in trouble. So you're not in trouble? You got anointing oil? She said, yes. I said, does your husband sleep? Say yes. I said, that's good. I said, when he's sleepy, take the anointing oil. And sike shanda ba kure de be kasanda ba la ki de ba sha. I said, put some oil on him and tell God what you want God to do with him. I said, don't tell me what you would tell God. I said, don't kill him. Don't kill him because you need him. So she didn't tell me what she said until after the thing worked. So the man came home and said, Jackie, are you a witch? He said, no, I'm not a witch. He said, what did you do to me? You did something to me. You hexed me. He said, no, I didn't hex you. I didn't jinx you either. He said, but when I go to other women, I'm a dead stone. It's only when I come to you that I'm a living spirit. So what does this mean? You did something. You work witchcraft on me. Say, I didn't work witchcraft on you. I put anointing oil on you. And you are anointed to live right. You are anointed to walk right. You are anointed to do the right thing. You can use this oil on your husband. You can use it on your wife. You can use it on your children. And they will do right. They will walk right. They will follow the way of God. Shall fire.
Yeah. I promise I won't preach this morning.
I should preach on. But you can put this oil that we're giving you this morning on anything and on anyone and on everything. And you don't even need a pastor to be there. It's anointed already. And it shall work wonders for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to rise on your feet. Hallelujah. If I can have music in the background, we'll just sing anointing, follow me. Anointing, follow. I want all my ministers to please come. You know yourself, you've helped me here many times. I want you to please come quickly, 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 quickly. Stay together. The anointing that was on Cain that made him untouchable shall be upon you. Not only are we going to anoint your oil, not only are we going to pray on your oil, give me the real bottle. I want you to open your bottle of oil. This was the oil we used last night, and the devil couldn't stand still. There's fire inside it, real fire. Brother, come and tell me the deliverance you were doing in the room the other day, and tell them what happened. Come. The anointing oil works.
Praise the Lord. This anointing oil that we use, many a times we look at it as if it is just ordinary. Yes. And before, I myself, I don't just... pay mind to it at all. We were doing deliverance for somebody, and then we did everything that we can do. The spirit was not leaving. We prayed. I was doing the deliverance with Brother Francis that very day. When the lady walked into the church, she walked into the room that we are supposed to pray for her at. She looked at the room and said, "This room is too small for her." Jesus. And then I said, then today is going to be a very tough day. We took her to another room. Then we started praying for her. The spirit started manifesting. Very wild. We could not stand it. We prayed every prayer that we know. The spirit still was there. Then I walked out of the room. And I went to my office. I was having an anointing oil there. The moment I entered into the room with the anointing oil, the spirit seen us like this. The spirit started running away. I said that, "Please, please, please." I said that, "No way." The moment we touch her with the anointing oil, the spirit just left her. And
amen.
That was it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Oh, I thought you would give God the praise for that. Whatever this oil touches, the spirit has to leave. In the name of Jesus. This is what we are going to do. Brother Gad is going to stay here. You're going to hold this oil in your hand. Everybody will pass in front of you, and you put a little of this oil into their oil. And then the rest of the ministers will anoint them and touch them with this oil. Don't worry, this oil is a special oil. It will never stain your dress. All right, this one is special. All right. So, Chairman, you will stand in front of Brother Mike there and give them the oil. I want you to raise your bottle of oil and say after me, "In the name of Jesus." Say, "In the name of Jesus." Say, "I raise this oil up because the word of God says so. I believe in the anointing and the anointing with oil. I ask you, Father, that everything natural will be taken out of this bottle of oil and everything spiritual will enter into it in the mighty name of Jesus. Fire to uproot, fire to build, fire to bend, fire to break shall enter into this bottle in the name of Jesus. Whatever it touches, miracle must touch it in the name of Jesus. I decree that this oil, as it mixes with the oil from the church will have power, will have fire, will have anointing inside it to do wonders on whatever it touches in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 We'll start from the back as usual. Which way do you want us to do it? All right. We'll start from the left side. From the left side. You just come straight. If you have your oil, from the left side, not from my right, from the left. All right. You can start singing, worship people. And then you will start, if you can move a little bit, sirs. You will start with Uncle Gad. Give him your oil. He'll pour oil in it. Open it, open it, open it. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus. As you anoint them, just say, in the name of Jesus. I want you to come praying. I want you to come praying. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We anoint you for power. In the name of Jesus, open your oil. Whatever you use this oil for, miracle must follow. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, the Lamb? Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy.
Shall we all rise, please? Mola di beko shata da bari di. Mola di boko di di be. Pastor T, come and pray for everyone. In the name of Jesus.
Shall we pray? Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that he has started, even this very time, through his manservant, my Father and my God, that your people in this church, yokes will be broken right away, even as we begin to enter into this very walk of 2012. In the name of Jesus, let every yoke be broken. Let every financial burden be broken. Let every sicknesses be broken. Let this mark that is on our life bring prosperity, bring deliverance, bring salvation, bring promotion, bring health, bring favor, uncommon favor. And above all, my God, let this year, this particular year, starting right now, as your servant has declared, we're receiving it into our life, not only in our life only, but into our homes, into our businesses, into our children's, into our marriages, into our every place that we stepped, even out of this country. My Lord and my God, this mark will be on us. Yes, this mark will be on us. This Shekinah mark will be on us. This mark of the Lord will be on us. My Lord and my God, that no any power of the enemy will stand this mark. They will bow. They will fall. They will be destroyed. They will be consumed because the mark of the Lord is on us. Because the power of the Lord is on us. Because the anointing of God is on us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's not by might. It's not by power. It is by your spirit that has been released into our life through your manservant, my Father and my God. In the name of Jesus, let today be a unique day in our life. A day, oh Lord, that we're rising up from the ashes, oh God, from the shames of God. In the name of Jesus, that we're looking forward into this very year, embracing the things, oh Lord, that you have ordained for us. Through your manservant, we will be coming and giving our testimonies and saying that, look what the Lord has done. Oh, libruke siki ande lebosata, manumbriki ande muku anita, meboboribo kasike, ebrike siki ande. If my people will humble themselves this very year and this very now and look up to me, I will carry them through every steps of their way. They will receive the prophetic anointing that I have placed on my servant Otiola. And that anointing breaks yokes. That anointing brings deliverance. Just as I placed the anointing on Moses, and Moses of old was able to take 12 of them and anointed 70 elders, that anointing will begin to be seen in this house. I am the Lord. Walk with me circumspectly, and I will prove myself that I have selected, unselected, the servant of God in this house to bring prosperity, to bring healing, to bring deliverance, to bring integrity. Yes, you may go through certain things, but I will take you out because I have marked you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, we're going to take our offering now. Can we sing, look what the Lord has done? Okay. Oh, you have another plan? All right. All right, you're going to take your offering. I'm going to hand over to the president of Azaria. Sorry, say. It's a private joke. All right, over to you, man.
Praise the Lord. Okay, this is our second offering today because we gave one earlier, all right? So let's give unto God. So